Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Happy Monday.
Yeah.
It'll get better outside soon. It'll get better. Say what?
30 degrees. It's 29 degrees earlier, and then it switched.
Check on
it
your pets.
Warmer. Heat wave.
Look out for other people's pets. This is too cold to have pets outside. Unless they have a shelter.
I just have to remind people of that. And I feel like, yeah, I like what you said. Look out for other people's pets.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I would say, like, we always remind people of that. And it's like, if you're a big enough piece of crap
that we have to tell you,
your dog outside, you don't care that we're telling you.
Right.
You're like, my dog can handle it.
Yeah.
You don't know Rufus like I know him.
Yeah. Yeah. Look out for other, if you see other pets in distress or outside without shelter, that's worth a call.
I would.
That's a big question. That came up on Threads over the weekend. That's a regular question on Threads. Like, would you, if you knew your neighbors were abusing their dog, would you call? If you saw a dog, are you kidding me? I would not waste a second. Absolutely, I would call without question, especially if it was obvious.
It would be really hard for me, and I'm not a physically domineering person, nor am I prone to violence, but it would be hard for me if I saw my neighbor abusing, like actually actively abusing their dogs.
Yeah.
For me to not react violently.
Like, yeah.
That would actually be really hard.
Yeah.
Like I would probably not, but there would be a temptation to, I don't know, grab my lawnmower and try to swing it over my head and hit him with it. And it's an electric lawnmower, so I think I could actually do something.
Oh, they're not that heavy.
I think I can lift. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're not that heavy.
Yeah, take the battery out of it.
If I turn it on.
Yeah.
If I turn it on and go at him with it, then,
yeah,
then they're in real trouble. Yeah.
Coming up this hour, I want to rant about e-scooters because I was out Friday night. We got to talk about those again. We got to talk about the irresponsibility of kids on them. And if it's the parents' fault, then fine. I'll blame parents, but we'll do that. Coming up this hour.
You and I live in totally different worlds. You live in Waldo. I live in South Overland Park. And yet there's one thing that we have in common.
Yeah.
These kids on their e-scooters.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I was in.
We both hate them.
Prairie Village at the time. But I see them in Waldo.
Mm.
I see them all over the place. And
it's,
they scare
the thing
me.
Too is the more you, it's an affluence thing too.
Yeah.
To an extent. Because if you live in poor neighborhoods, they don't have e-scooters. Those things are like $500.
They're riding actual bicycles everywhere. They're putting their legs into it.
They're manual-powered.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is this, the Stone Age?
So we'll get to that coming up. Yeah. But hey, it's always good to have confusion about money that you need to buy food. And we might have that. The latest on SNAP payments. Man, I know we don't want to go into the politics, but any idea of arguing against SNAP benefits going out is just scary. And that's kind of what was happening until a federal appeals court last night rejected the Trump administration's bid. And I know this gets, there's a lot of words here, but rejected, basically said SNAP payments need to go out. Basically, yeah. The three-judge panel for the U.S. Court of Appeals said they're going to halt the order requiring SNAP payments during the government shutdown. And so they said a judge did not abuse his discretion in finding the government's plan for partial food stamp payments would cause unacceptable delays.
Okay.
This was a good thing.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It's good that the, I mean, I'm not surprised that there was an appeal.
No, I'm not either. I'm disappointed, but not surprised.
I don't even understand what the point of the appeal is. We don't have the money. That's literally something you're saying when you're having the president of Argentina at your house and he's celebrating you giving his country $40 billion, which is five times more than it takes to fund SNAP.
I feel like it's more about hubris. It's more about don't tell me I'm wrong. It's more about saving face. You know, the fact that because, again, the money is there. For those who are wondering, this all came back to whether the money to fund SNAP, whether SNAP funding is considered an emergency or not. And if you consider it an emergency, then you've got about half the money that's there. And the other half can come from somewhere else. You just got to move it around. That's what we did with WIC. That's what the two federal judges said on that Friday afternoon, late before that deadline, was that this is an emergency. Get the money out. And there was a deadline given. Even if it's only half the amount, you got to do half the amount. And so I don't know if it's so the money's there. I mean, you just frankly, we could just end the shutdown and that would be great, too. And then we wouldn't be in the situation anymore. But whatever.
Well, it's kind of funny. I mean, Democrats actually, as they are wont to do, Democrats finally took a real step towards ending the shutdown. Mm-hmm. And it pissed everyone off. Like that is such a Democrat, like shoot yourself in the foot move. So they have a bipartisan deal to reopen the government now, and then maybe vote in December on what was the crucial issue of all this, extending the Affordable Care Act tax credits that'll expire in January. A handful of moderate Democrats plus Angus King, who's from Maine, he's an independent. He's not technically a Democrat. He just always votes Democrats. Broke ranks and voted to move the bill forward, even though there's no guarantee that those tax subsidies will get renewed. This is what has everybody angry. Like mm-hmm. You shut down the government. You drew a line in the sand and you said, we're not moving on this. This is unassailable. We will not back down from this issue. And then 35 days, 36, 37 days later.
Yeah, like we've gone this far.
When everybody is blaming, well, okay, that's not fair. Most people are blaming the Republicans for the shutdown. You go, okay, we'll give it. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. What was this about in the first place then?
Yeah. But it is what I was saying the entire time on why the Republicans were getting more blame for this. One, because they hold all the power. And my argument always was you can't find a couple of moderate Democrats that are going to go along with the idea of we'll vote on it later. Let's just open the government and we'll solve it eventually. But most Senate Democrats voted no. A lot of progressives are calling it a betrayal. Republicans are still screaming about Obamacare and regular people are just stuck in the middle with canceled flights and delayed food assistance until they actually officially open the government. But it is amazing. The Democrats found the one option that manages to piss everybody off. Left, right. Everyone's stuck in an airport at the same time. It's incredible that they're so bad at this.
Yeah, and frustrating. And I don't have enough words to describe that part of it. Yeah. Okay, I want to talk about the clock for SNAP payments really quickly. Okay. The SNAP payments are still on hold. under a, because the Supreme Court got involved in this also on Friday night. So the appeals court decision begins a 48-hour clock for Supreme Court Justice Jackson's hold to expire. Do you know when that clock started? Did that clock start Friday?
I'm assuming it started as soon as the ruling went through. It was because I think they said like by the end of the day was when you needed to fund it. So
okay. So because I'm a little unclear on when the appeals court ruling came down. So is it like today is the end of the 48 hours that? Oh, no, that would have been yesterday. Yeah. So we'll see when money actually goes out. And Kansas was one of only 9 states on Friday that said, hey, we're going to go ahead and put money in. We've got it and we're going to put it in. Nothing out of Missouri, by the way.
I thought I was told by several texters last week that Mike Kehoe had a solution to this, and we needed to stop talking about federal funding because the states were taking care of it, and then nothing happened.
Yeah, he did. They weren't wrong in that the governor's office announced, I don't remember how much money it was, but he announced two things. There's a payment that normally goes out to food pantries at the end of the year to help fund them with state money. He sped that up and said, we're gonna send that out earlier. And there was money that was going to go to senior services. I didn't hear anything about those payments actually going out. Also, okay. Giving money to food pantries is not the same thing as giving SNAP benefits to people directly.
Yeah, there's a middleman there.
Yeah, it's not
exactly the same thing. You're right.
That's great that the money went to food pantries. They need the help. But it was not the same thing as SNAP benefits going out.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just fund it directly?
Yeah.
I know why. What are we talking about? they wouldn't fund it directly because of the BS talking point that's going around that people are using this to buy lobster and caviar.
Really?
And,
are they?
That's why.
Wow.
That's,
I wouldn't even know where you go to buy lobster.
It's crazy to me because I know several people who are on SNAP who are pissed off at how expensive things are getting at Aldi.
Right.
But they're obviously, you know, they're spending their ceiling of $300 a month, which barely covers your food budget for a week for most families.
Yeah.
They're spending all that on caviar and lobster. Because they can spend it on that. They obviously are spending it on that. That's obviously what's happening.
So yeah.
That's why it has to go to the food pantry.
Yeah. So I don't know where we are. I don't know when we're going to hear more. When we're going to hear more about the shutdown being lifted. You mentioned flights. They're a mess. It's affecting us here now. That only took a couple of days, but it's affecting us here predictably, as we thought it would. CNBC had the story, you found this morning, that the CEO of a firm says furloughed federal employees are starting to lose interest in shopping.
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
Max Levchin, I think is his name. Yeah, he went on CNBC and was crying because his company... is seeing federal workers pulling back on shopping during the shutdown.
Really?
And yeah,
that's so.
If you know what a firm is a buy now, pay later thing that you see a lot on Amazon.
Yeah. You see it at Walmart too. Like there's always an option. You're right. Amazon has it too, but you can go to Walmart and it's an option there too.
Has it too. He says their data shows a very subtle loss of interest in shopping, specifically among furloughed or unpaid federal employees, even though he says there's no real credit stress yet. Meanwhile, the firm just posted blowout numbers. Revenue and volume are way up. Guidance is raised. Stock jumps, everything. So they're doing well. But he was just like, yeah, it's weird, though, with these federal workers. They're not spending money like they used to. I don't know, Max. Maybe it's because they don't have money.
Because they're not getting paid.
Because they're not getting paid, and there's no guarantee that they're going to get their back pay.
Right. Yeah. Do you normally go do a lot of shopping when you're not sure when you're going to get paid or if you didn't get paid? I don't normally go spend a lot of money then.
I tell you, when I worked in sales for a while, it was hard to budget. You know,
because it's unpredictable.
What a raging OCD weirdo I am about budgeting and all that stuff. I was losing my mind sometimes because sometimes I'd have a really good month and then sometimes I'd have a flat month and I would never know exactly how much. You have to like set a baseline, like what's the worst I will possibly do this month?
Right.
And we'll set the budget at that and then everything else is gravy.
That's the same thing I do in doing freelance work now, like because a lot of that's unpredictable.
Like you never
know. You budget for the lowest common denominator, so to speak, and then everything else is just, yay, extra.
Yeah.
Money I didn't know I was going to have. So that's great. Yeah, this was a little... for him to say that was a little out of touch.
Picture your life if you if your paycheck just stopped coming two or three cycles ago.
Yeah.
Like you're oh, well, I'll just put everything on Affirm and hope everything works out for the best.
Yeah.
Even though they've been talking about trying to withhold our back pay or they're going to dole it out over the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he needs to not talk. He needs
What's scary, we haven't talked enough about this, really, but the FAA, air traffic controllers, all that's bad. But TSA agents also not getting paid, and USDA food inspectors not getting paid. I mean,
I saw a note this morning about,
because
restaurant inspections are public. Those like the Kansas City Star reports on those. And there's usually a regular list like on Monday of what they found in the last week. And I laughed this morning because one of them talked about like it's the normal stuff, bugs found and stuff like that. There was a birds that wouldn't get out of the kitchen somewhere. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is why we need inspectors. Like that's something that needs to be paid.
That's actually awesome.
Yeah.
The birds have taken over the kitchen.
I didn't look to see where it was.
They work
but
here now. Yeah. Don't mess. Yeah. Don't mess with Gary.
It's their kitchen now.
He's got a beak and he can hold a knife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway.
Right. So everything's great.
Coming up next, we are going to talk about these. Oops, wrong button. We're going to talk about e-scooters. There we go. E-scooters. Why they suck. Why Jamie hates them. I can't rant long enough about them.
If you live in Leawood, 913-586-7798, because I know Shawnee was the first one to kind of pass some restrictions, but I know that people that live in Leawood are going to Leawood City Council members and asking them to take action, which is exactly what we called for.
I mean, a child died because of one of these things in Leawood. You would, and Leawood is not exactly not a pearl-clutching area. I mean, they're not Prairie Village, but I thought they were better than Shawnee.
Yeah.
913-586-7798. We'll talk about that coming up on Midday.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
So can we agree at least that if you can't agree that we should ban e-scooters, can we at least agree that if kids are going to be on them, that it shouldn't be after dark? Or if they're going to be on them after dark, that they should have headlights or some kind of way to identify them? Can we agree that maybe they shouldn't be just riding around aimlessly in really busy commercial parking lots? I was out out Friday night, and I was at the intersection of 95th and Mission Road, so Prairie Village-ish, North Overland Park. And that's a busy, for those who don't know that intersection, that's a pretty busy commercial intersection, but that it's in a residential area. And by 6 p.m., it was dark, and there are a couple of really big parks there. There's one right by the Prairie Village Police Department. And there were boys on e-scooters that were riding them on sidewalks. That's good. I think they were trying to race cars. They weren't going to win. They still had to cross intersections because they still had to get around to where they were going to go. And a couple of them weren't wearing helmets. A couple of them didn't have headlights. And so when they cross the intersection, you can't see them. And it's after dark. And I go into the grocery store. There's a grocery store in that parking lot over there. And they are whipping through that parking lot, you know, as fast as the e-scooters will go. But again, without lights, without helmets, it's after dark. And I now like have a new reason to be nervous because you can't see them. My SUV is, it's a very small SUV, so it's a little bit higher, but high enough that I kept wondering, like looking around me going, okay, are they near me or am I going to hit one? Parents, cities need to ban them. Parents, you need to not get these for your kids. And if they already have them, can we at least agree, make sure they're not out after dark on them?
From the text line, you guys complain about these things so much. What is the difference between an e-scooter and a bike? Just genuinely curious.
They go faster.
They go faster. They're harder to control. Kids, it also, it's an acceleration issue as well. It's not just that they go faster. It's that they go from 0 to 20 or 30 miles an hour with just the twist of a handle. I mean, it's not hard to get them to go fast. On top of this, they're a lot more dangerous for the kids because if a kid hits something with a bike, their tire hits the bike.
Right.
The tire of the bike hits the thing. Whereas the e-scooter, they just go face first into stuff.
Yeah.
I've seen kids wipe out on these things in my neighborhood. I saw a kid hit a car with one of them. Fortunately, it was a parked car, but he was injured. And just as a parent, I don't see these things as, oh, this is a good independent treat for my kid. This is something that they can use to go out and explore the world on. I view it as a death Roomba that puts my kid out in traffic.
And your kid doesn't
basically what it is.
Know the rules of the road yet. They're too young to know what traffic signals mean. And they're not experienced enough out in the world to know what to look for. And I think because they're faster than a bike, how fast do we say they go? 20 miles an hour?
15? To 30.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's because they go faster. I think kids feel a little more invincible on them. And on a bike, a kid's eventually going to wear out. But on an e-scooter, they go farther away from home. That would be my other concern about it, because unless you have to, till the motor runs out, you can keep going. And they're just not paying attention. And because they're lower to the ground, you just don't see them. Usually kids are not going to be out on bicycles after dark in commercial areas. They're going to be home because they're on bicycles. It just made me so nervous on Friday night. And drivers don't need one more thing to be looking out for.
And that's the other thing, is it's not just that they're dangerous for kids. They're also make you feel vulnerable as a driver. You're worried that one of these kids might hit you with these. I'll also just say this. They're annoying as hell. Like whenever I'm walking my youngest son home from school, we walk on the sidewalk, and every 30 seconds or so, there's some kid on one of these stupid scooters that, good, I'm glad you're not out in the street.
Yeah.
But also, you don't have the right of way on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And they just blow right past us. And like, it, we'll be standing there and hear a kid be, excuse me, excuse me. And then we have to get out of their way. Or God, at least they slow down because some kids will just blow right past you.
Yeah.
Go up on somebody else's yard. That's the reason that one kid hit a parked car is because they were trying to go around us, hit a root, and flipped out into the car. Like, it is... I don't know. It's not the same as bikes. Back to that original texter and their question on this. It's not the same as bikes because a bike, I think you can also probably stop easier.
Oh, yeah. It's just not going as fast. So, yeah, you can stop it a lot faster.
And, Quentin, I know you've had an e-scooter before when you're in college. They just don't run as well. They have tiny little wheels.
Yeah.
So, like, using one going over the sidewalk, I've what I'll usually hear when a kid is coming up on me on one of these is, excuse me, because they're rattling every little crack in the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like they're talking through a fan.
It's like hitting rumble strips in your car. It's just that, like,
going
constant.
Sidewalk, yeah.
It's that constant bump that when you're using them on the sidewalk, which is why I don't think that, like, the idea of telling people that use these, like, oh, just use it on the sidewalk, I don't think that that's a valid option because the sidewalk isn't safer for them.
Well, and that's not, then pedestrians are in danger.
I know,
And pedestrians aren't looking for them.
Right.
From the text line, I almost hit two kids on e-scooters in Brookside last week. No helmets, going the wrong way in the street. At dusk, parents, please, I'm begging you.
Yeah.
Begging you.
Me too.
Because,
I mean, drivers are texting and driving. I mean, they're, you know, we already have drivers who aren't attentive enough.
Yeah.
And then you put these kids on these little e-scooters and they're just zipping around. A bicycle you're going to see coming. They don't go that fast. And you kind of know to look for them. But the kids on the e-scooters and not wearing helmets, that makes no sense to me.
I will say in my area, at least I started paying attention to this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any of the kids that blow past me aren't wearing helmets.
Good.
But I'm actually kind of shocked at that.
Yeah.
From the text line, my daughter keeps asking for an e-scooter. And I just keep picturing that poor boy, Duke, who was the name of the boy who died in Leawood.
Yes.
I feel like the mean mom, but I'm a hard no. Yeah, we talked about this as a parent that it can be difficult sometimes. You run into things like this with an e-scooter or a phone, an iPhone, or a smartphone for your kid.
All their kids' friends have them.
Where, you know, it's like Munchausen's by proxy. There's FOMO by proxy.
Yeah.
Where you don't feel like you're missing out, but you don't want your kid to miss out.
Mm-hmm.
All my friends have them. Why can't I get one? And when you're a kid, you don't realize, and I shouldn't be spilling this, but when you're a kid, you don't realize how effective that line of argumentation actually is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I genuinely feel bad.
Yeah.
That my kid, because I mean, it wasn't poor, but I was wearing hand-me-downs all through until I was out of high school. And it does feel like, well, it's not fair. You're not fun. Like, what? My other kids' parents let them have it. They trust them. What are the chances I'm really going to get hurt, really? Too high. I don't think that necessarily you're going to get killed on one of these, but the chance of you getting killed are a lot higher than if you were just walking or riding your bike.
Get better friends. Can I just tell them that? Get better friends. Your friends are bad.
Friends suck.
Yes. Yeah. Get better friends.
Yeah.
You're better than your friends. Get friends that measure up to you. I don't know. I'm not a parent. That's your problem. But so the Johnson County Post had this story late last week because Leawood is where, sadly, that boy died. And there are parents, thank goodness, that are going to the Leawood City Council saying, we want you to do something about this, you know, and do something that has some teeth in it. It is sad that that's what it takes, parents going to, but that's how the process works. I mean, that's what it's going to take, is cities banning them on streets. I don't think parents are going to not buy them for their kids. But man, if it doesn't take the death of a kid to convince you, what's going to do it?
This is actually a really good point from the text line, too. I rode electric scooters in Europe, and it was great because they actually have bike lanes in Europe.
Yeah.
I'm more worried about the cars that act like a residential street is a highway here. Everywhere is dangerous. And yeah, if it should be enough that a kid died. And in fact, it should be enough that we're seeing, you know, children's hospitals being the ones coming out and saying,
right,
please don't let your kids write these things.
Yeah.
Because we are seeing the statistics on this are alarming. Like the amount of kids who have been killed or seriously injured on these e-scooters this year alone, and the year's not even over, is more than the previous 3 years combined. It's getting worse every single year.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. And it will, I mean, Christmas is coming. And so it's going to get worse.
Them. Yeah.
You know, as time goes on.
Get a bike, for God's sake. If they want a scooter, go, okay, guess what? You get to use a manual scooter until you're 18. You want to learn, yeah, you want to learn to drive, then you can learn to drive. I'm not getting you an e-scooter. Like, a car is a lot safer than one of these things.
Get them something else. Get them something, yeah, else electronic that they want. There are plenty of other things that they can have. They can. You don't want to ride them in the winter anyway. We
that's
get snow
point.
Here.
They're,
you know?
Not getting out and doing that. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, my rant's over.
913-586-7798. Coming up, we're going to talk about the exciting new development and a possibility for you if you're a wannabe home buyer.
Oh my gosh.
50-year mortgages.
I just did the math on these.
I will say, as much as it would be easy to use this as like, oh, what is Trump doing now? This isn't uncommon.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's kind of actually, America lags behind other countries because we don't have mortgages that are 45 years or 50 years. Japan's experimented with a 100-year mortgage.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
Yeah, 100, a multi-generational 100-year mortgage,
wow,
is what they've talked about in Japan. We'll go over the pros and cons of a 50-year mortgage coming up on Midday.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
For those of you who've done the math on mortgages, you know, NerdWallet's got a calculator, so does Bankrate. There are a bunch of them out there. And you go and you do the math and you say, man, with a 30-year mortgage, when I do that math, I cannot afford that monthly payment. And so I cannot afford a house. President Trump appears to be suggesting, and it would take a change in the law to allow this, but President Trump is suggesting perhaps that he is going to propose a 50-year mortgage, something that was confirmed shortly after by the federal government.
Bill Pulte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Dodd-Frank words are hard. The Dodd-Frank Act limits mortgages to 30%. So that law would have to be changed.
30 years, but yes.
Yeah. What did I say?
You said percent.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, 30-year.
30% would be
30% would be.
Yeah, you think interest complain is high now. In the 80s?
Yeah, so it would take a change in the law, but it looks like he is proposing a 50-year mortgage.
Yeah, so the Congress would literally have to change the law. I could see them doing it. Can we just try to be objective about this and come up with a list of pros and cons?
Sure.
Because I think that's a good way to break this down.
Sure.
Because I can see the pros. As somebody who's not a homeowner, somebody who's renting and has kind of put off buying a home because I want to live in nice areas and I generally can't afford to live there without renting. I'd like to go over that. So the pros would be a lower monthly payment on paper.
Do you want to go through all the pros and then I'll counter that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I came up with three pros.
Okay. Okay. That's an accurate one. It is a lower monthly payment.
Lower monthly payment. It lets some people qualify who currently can't because mm-hmm. lenders look at debt to income ratios. And if your monthly payment is lower, people who are just barely priced out by a 30-year payment might fit under the line with the 50-year term. And third, it could help people in very high cost markets, like where a starter home
yes.
is $700,000. Anything that stretches the term of that loan out makes it easier for you to buy a starter home. And, you know, a 50-year loan is a long time, but with the cost of housing, you at least get some of that equity back, even if you are just paying interest because you sell your house for more than you bought it.
Yeah.
You know, 15, 20 years later, and you get some of that equity back. So I think it's not, as far as the pros are concerned, and I haven't gotten to the cons yet.
Those are all valid. I mean, those are all accurate.
I think there's actually a good reason for this. Do you want to knock those down?
I don't want to knock them down, but because here's the other thing about a 50-year mortgage that I will add to the pros, that you can pay it off earlier. You know, a 50-year mortgage just allows you to get a monthly payment that you can handle. But when your income goes up or whatever, or, you know, or you come into money or whatever, you can always pay that off earlier. And so it locks less of your money up in a monthly payment, which when you own a house is good. I mean, because you need that money free for, let's say, a furnace that goes out or something like that. You need that money not tied up. My biggest argument against this is that, and Housing Wire did the math, and then I was on a mortgage calculator doing it also, it doesn't lower your monthly payment by as much as you would think.
Yeah, it's only like...
It's like $200 a month.
$200, $300, depending on the mortgage you have.
Yeah, yeah. And the rate, like, and...
If you're paying $3,000 on your mortgage, it's going to lower... It's basically by 10% is what it lowers it by. It's not that good.
If you have a $400,000 mortgage, and this was what they did, and this is kind of what I found too, is that a 30-year fixed mortgage would give you $2,038 a month. That's just principal and interest. That's not property taxes or HOA fees or anything. A 50-year fixed would be $1,822. So you're lowering it by about $200 or so, which isn't like if that is the difference, if $200 a month is the difference between you buying a house and not buying a house, don't buy a house. That you're cutting it too close. You know, if that makes the difference for you, figure out another way to do it or put more of a down payment down to lower that, to do the math differently. That would make me nervous if that's all it, you know, if at $1,800 a month you can do it, but at $2,000 a month you can't, you're not there yet.
I was just going to say it ignores the bigger problem. The bigger problem to all of this is not that banks aren't lending enough, that interest is too high, all that. The problem is the cost of housing is high. This isn't going to lower the overall cost of housing. In fact, the more people that are able to buy, the higher the cost of housing is going to get.
And so the fewer lower priced houses we're going to have.
Right.
Because people are just going to build the bigger houses because now you can afford them because we've got a 50-year mortgage now.
And the bigger, right. And because the reason housing is so expensive is because people stopped making starter homes.
Yeah.
Builders stopped making them. You don't see them anymore being constructed. And the reason why is because they're not profitable. Because thanks to the 2008, 2009 financial crisis and the housing crisis, people don't want to let people buy and get involved in starter homes. Mm-hmm. If you don't have established credit, if you don't, they don't want to take a chance on you. And even if they do want to take a chance on you, they don't want to risk it for something that's only $90,000 or $110,000. They want to, you know, they want to take a risk on something that's $500,000 or $600,000. So it ignores the lack of supply for housing.
Yeah.
We need more houses being built. That's why the cost of housing is so expensive.
No, you're absolutely right. It allows more people to buy the homes that currently exist, but it doesn't fix the overall problem. Like I've said before, in Kansas City, you can buy a starter home if for you a starter home is $250,000 to $300,000, but you're not going to get it in a good school district. Or you are, but you're going to have to put $200,000 into it, renovating it to making it livable. I don't know if this is a pro or a con, but the thing about having a longer mortgage is that your mortgage interest is deductible from your taxes. So that helps on the back end, you know, like this will be my first year where that's going to count for me because I bought last year too late in the year for it to matter. But this year will be the first year that it'll matter. So at least because I'm looking at how much you actually end up paying over the life of your loan. And when you look at that, you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But sometimes financial advisors don't advise you to pay it off early because your interest is tax deductible. Put that money into paying off other debt first. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a bad thing. But
well, the other thing is you're going to be paying interest for 20 years. You're not even going to be touching the principal.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
And that's what you get when you stretch out a loan like that.
Yeah.
From the text line, pros and cons in this, I'm 100%. 450-year mortgage. I do not care if the bank makes more in interest. I just want a payment I can actually afford right now. Again, it's not that much cheaper.
And
when you factor in that it's going to cause the cost of housing to actually go up, then you're going to be stuck with the same housing problem we have now.
You're better off waiting until get a lower payment. A different way, put more money down or wait until interest rates go down or do something else. Cause then you're stuck with it for 50 years. Oh my God.
You know, this is exactly how we turned colleges and student loans into a financial trap for people. Oh, don't worry about the total. Just look at the low monthly payment and think of the benefit that you're going to be getting. Eventually this is going to really pay off for you. And I know people, hell, my wife is one of them. Still has a monthly student loan payment that I just need to pay it off. I don't know why I haven't done it, but it's still there.
Yeah.
And she went to college for 1 year to this really nice college in Southern Illinois for a year, still paying off the loan.
What's the highest car loan amount we have right now? What's 15-year? 5-year?
Oh,
no,
oh.
5-year, not 15-year.
5-year. No, you can get it up to 7-year now.
Okay, so it used to just be 5. And then they raised it to where now you can get a 7-year car loan. I mean, at some point, we're going to have 10-year car loans because for the exact same problem. We don't have enough used cars on the market.
Well, I'll ask you, they changed it. They put it up to 5. They've raised it to 7. Have cars gotten cheaper?
No.
Have they become more affordable? No.
Not have they. Yeah. Have they become more available?
It's a bait and switch thing. So it's you know, I don't want to just shoot this down because it just sounds like a political thing. That's not the problem. The problem is it doesn't address the main issue.
Yeah.
If cars were more expensive and they did get more expensive because of the chip shortage, they weren't making as many of them, then the solution is not, well, just extend loans.
Right.
The solution is we need more houses. 913-586-7798. More of your texts on this coming up on midday.
So we'll watch how much support this idea has in Congress, but it looks like President Trump is proposing a 50-year mortgage that would be an option for you. Current law doesn't allow that.
We don't have time to get into this, but there was a story that came out that said 1/3 of Americans now have a side hustle. So I mean, there you go. That's yeah. If you can't afford your mortgage, don't get a 50-year mortgage. Just get a third job. Fourth job, even. I mean, how much sleep do you really need?
None. You and I get by on very little, so.
How much time off do you really need? How much time to relax? I mean, you can listen to football. You don't need to watch it.
You don't need time to yourself. You don't need to relax.
Most movies, you can figure out what's going on if you're listening to them in the car while you're delivering Uber Eats.
Just read the summaries on Wikipedia. That'll tell you the summaries of the movies you want to watch. You don't need to actually watch the movie.
Yeah, why even listen to them?
Yeah.
And if you're going to listen to them, watch everything at double speed.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Because in your exhausted state, you'll be able to follow it in double speed. So
from the text line, as far as 50-year mortgage is concerned, as a renter in my 40s, a 50-year mortgage sounds like the only way I'll ever own anything. This could have been written by me. Give me the keys and I'll worry about year 49 later. Guy, it's not going to allow you to buy a house. It's going to drive the cost of housing up and you're still not going to be able to afford one. And you'll just be locked down by the bank for 20 more years than you were before. So, coming up, I'm sure this will make everybody happy. Male drivers are suing Uber and Lyft because if I look around, guys are the real victims. Talk about that next.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.